Parshas Bamidbar, the Cheshbon always comes out before Shavuos. The Cheshivos of every Yochid, there's a Mispar. The Cheshivos of every Yochid. And it's a Cheshivos that makes a Shleimus. All the Shvatim came out to a Shleimus of 1,000, 100, not Yechidim. There was no Chaser, it was a Mispar Agol, it becomes a Shleimus of the Shishim Riboy. And there's no one extra. Every single yochid that was a chelik of the mispar b'nei Yisrael is a chelik of that inyan that makes the shleimus. I heard once a pshat, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Samaches, there's many pshatim, we've spoken other pshatim at times. First of all, Pesachim, a member from the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yamin Shlita, he always says, Pesachim is Rosh HaTevis, Pesachim, Samaches, Yesh Matana. In Pesachim, Daf Samaches, there's a matana. The Gemara over there talks about the Matana from Matan Torah, from Hakol Moedim Batzeres, the Be'inu Nami Lechem, Matan Torah. So within the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef used to say, Yilav Hayoy Mekama Yosef Ike B'shuka. So I heard a pshat by the Umas Ha'olam. Maybe there's Yosef, maybe there's extra, maybe there's people that are umzis, that are extra, that are unnecessary. They're just Yosefs, they're just the extra guy around. You know, if you buy something in IKEA and you put it together and when you finally finish, there's three screws, two small slats of wood, and one piece of glass left, and tomorrow your thing is going to come crashing down. It wasn't done correctly because there's no extra parts. By the Umas Ha'olam, there could be Yosef. Stam the extra guy. Of the Klal Yisrael, everyone with his chashivas, every yochid with his chashivas. I saw a nusach, Rav Volba writes in Ali Shur. It's interesting. He's talking about the uniqueness of every single person. He uses an interesting sprach. You should know that in modern Hebrew, not in Lashon Kodesh, in modern Hebrew, if you want to describe disposable, the plastic forks and spoons that you use one time, then if disposable, it's called chad pami, one time use. Use and dispose, disposable. Rav Volba talks about every chashivas of a yochid, he says, kol echod ve'echod v'midoisov v'chad pami yuto. Everyone with his chad pami doesn't mean disposable, chad pami means unique. Bazunda, special. Everyone with his chashivas. We know that in the Ketoiris, the 11th samimonim of the Ketoiris is Chelbana, the 11th one. It's part of it. Chelbana, Rosh HaTevis, Chayiv Loimar, Bishvili, Nivra Ha'olam. Even the Chelbana. He has his reason, he has his chashivas, he has his matara. We spoke the other week, Erechin, after the Toichach of Parshas B'chukaisai, you want to show that every single Yochid has an Erech, every single Yochid has his Chashivas. The Emes is in the Hemshech of the Parsha. You have the Degolim, that shows the Chashivas of every Shevet. That says, even though there's a Tzurah Shleim of Klal Yisrael, of a Benoisev to the Tzurah Shleim of Klal Yisrael, there's the Degolim, the Shvatim, every Shevet with his Chashivas. So that's an Akuda that we see from Parshas Bamidbar. They're going to be getting ready for Matan Torah, over Avada, the Gresta Hachana for Matan Torah. Is Torah Alein, you know, someone once said to the Sfasemes that before Pesach we don't eat matzah. Kol oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, there's a minig already, people are machmir, not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh, from Shloishim Yom Kodem. So he said, actually, got me the Kabbalah Satayra Eichet, you know, that it should be nichnas, the taiva, to the Limud HaTorah, it should be dafka, that beforehand he should actually be mitznazer a little bit from the Limud HaTorah, Yoim, Chodesh, Shloishim Yoim. So he said, no, fakert. My limud haTorah avada haChana is the zach alein that a person wants to be mischaber to the Torah. Dafka from a bezundera, don't be worried about that. You learn too much. I won't have the cheshkas haTorah by Shavuos. It's gainish tazoy. Bechlal, we don't make cheshbonis like that. Minaga oilam is to stay up all night. Minaga oilam is to stay up all night, and then the oilam is famatert. It's on a cheshbon. That Ava mekalkelis es Ashura. It's on a cheshbon. Lefi cheshbon campaign, that's not maybe the best way to do it. It's on a cheshbon. Trachnisht. Ba'avos atishketomen. Shpeter yifamater. Shpeter yifamater. Heard a maisa from the Admor Mivishnitz Monsi. The minig over there was when you came in to give a kvittel, Memreba, you would have to write in the kvittel what you mischaiv, you would come in once a month. How many blatter gemara you mischaiv to learn till the next time you come yichidus to the Rebbe? And this yingerman, this guy coming down yingerman, he was a younger man, yeah. But a person that was a bonus Isaac Bitzorchi Tzibur, Isaac Bitzorchi Komin, Yitzrochim, I don't know what he was doing, he was a busy guy. He didn't write any Blatta Gemara. The Rebbe said, and should I just Blatta? He said, no. Nishfamir, the Chamish the Kaf, Chamish the Moya, Chamish the Koya, Chamish. He said, thin as Blatta, five, no. Blat, Daf Echad. Rebbe, Zalom Shvili, and he lo mitchaber lazi. The Rebbe understood with Veyman Hutter and Asik. The Rebbe said, he says, Tumar HaToyv, you have a Shas in the house? He says, yeah, my Shver got me a Shas. Said, before you go to sleep, take out one krach of the Gemara. Don't even open. You know, you have these Gemaras. You open it, you hear, you feel that you hear the knack, you know? Just take off the Gemara from the shelf. Give a kush to Gemara. That's what I'm asking you to do. A month later, when he came to the Rebbe, he wrote 25 blatt of Gemara that he's mischayev to learn. The Rebbe understood. The pshat is, if a person has to be margish, that there's a chibur over here, that there's a chasana between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a zivug, there's a shaychus. Now it says by Matan Torah in Perek Rabbi Akiva, the ninth Perek of Shabbos, it says over there the Seder Advarim of when Matan Torah was. There's a few blatter Gemara over there in Perek Rabbi Akiva. And it talks about the Hachana. The Pasuk says, Heyu Nechayim L'Shloishas Yomim. The Emes says, this Yesoid of Heyu Nechayim L'Shloishas Yomim is a Gansa Sugya. The Gemara Betzim has a Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon, in the Cheshvan of the 3 days, they had to be Pirish Mei Noshim, and it has to do with the sugi of Peleta Shechvazer, if it's Me'esla Eso, not it's a whole Cheshbin. If you learn how to sugi there well, it comes out that Rabbi Yossi, because of what he holds, he has to be Mechadish, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoysef Yamechad Midaitoi. And in Hilchis Nido, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Legabi those Gedarim, which Alpi Cheshbin Oibazoy LaHalocha, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, which would mean that we hold Matan Torah is on, was, because of Moshe Hoysef Yamechad Midaitoi was on Zion Sivan. But we're Noig, we're Koiveya, the Luach was Koiveya, Shvuis. On Vav Sivan, Sveik Diyomer, then a Chutz Laretz, a Moisef another day. But Vav Sivan, and we say in the Tefillas, Man Matan Torah Seinu, the Mogen Avram already, Kvar Kod Me'acherim, that he asked the Kasha, why do we say in the Tefillah Vav Sivan, Man Matan Torah Seinu? Harbe Trutzim, but I heard once the Pshat is, Vav says, Yeder Tog is Man Matan Torah Seinu. Agansio, Yeder Tog. Person has to know that Yeder Tog is the Matan Torah, but Bezunder, by Matan Torah, by the Zman of Matan Torah, there's Hachana. And you need a Hachana. I heard once this, you know, the Gemara says, and the Midrashim bring it, that there are Malachim, some Malach, only Yezoich, with Yaakov Avinu, did the story that some Malachim are only Zoich to say Shira once a year, once a day, once in 50 years, once in a Yoivel. There's a Malach that his Tafkid, his Matara, is only once in a Yoivel. Mufreksech the Shiloh, so why did Hashem create him 50 years ago? He should create him the tongue that he has to say to Shira. What? Hashem creates a Malach that his Tafkid is to say to Shira in 50 years from now. Is be buried him 50 years from now? No, this malach is nivra. A malach on a bechira filo. The malach is nivra with 50 year hachana. 50 year hachana. The emes, it's called chag shavuos. Chag shavuos. The emes is if you go through in the Torah in parshas Shmois, it's called chag shavuos. In parshas Kisiso, in Vayikra, it's bechlal doesn't have a name. It's just beetzem hayemizeh doesn't have a name. In Bamidbar in parshas Pinchas, it's called. It's called Yoim HaBikurim. And again in Dvarim, it's called again Shavuos. It's never called Atzeres. Chazal, in many Gemaras, call it Atzeres. In the Torah, interesting, Shvi Shal Pesach is called Atzeres twice. And the day after Sukkot in Sefer Dvarim, it's called Shmini Atzeres. Uvyeim HaShmini Atzeres Tilachem, that's in... But in a few places, it's called Shavuos. What's the title Shavuos? So someone said, it's Masechta Shavuos. Masechta Shavuos has 49 blot, 48 blot. It's not from that base, but it goes to the Achmem Tess. He's supposed to prepare every day. What's the Shaykh's Shavuos? Mush Bavoyim and Me'asina. Okay, Kenza. But the tight Shavuos, you know how your Shavuos looks? Kefi the Hachana of the Shavuos Shekadmula. The weeks that were before Shavuos is the Hakdama that tells the Vek how your Shavuos is going to look. So you have to come Tzugagreit. Now, how do you Tzugagreit? The whole 49 days, the whole, we should have talked about this weeks ago already, right? That the Hachanas of the Shavuos Shekadmula creates the Shavuos. Mitzad Sheni, Avad, every day there's a Tikkun in the Sfirois. But the Kozhnitz Tzemagad writes that Avad, Ad, Mimachar Sashavas Hashveis Tispa Chamishim Yoim, he's Medayak in the Psukkim, that if you're making yourself only on the Chamish, on the Yom Chamishim is also something. But Avad, Be'etzim, it's a process of being Mechin, to great Tzachtzu, to come Tzu to the Kabbalah Satayrah. I heard once a story that there was a kfutz of Hasidim that were traveling to the Choyze in Lublin, for Shavuos, they would come. They're traveling through various derfalach, collecting the people. And I don't know exactly when, how, when, but Rav Naftali Mirupshitz, because he wasn't in Rupshitz then, but Rav Naftali Mirupshitz was Nislava to them. Right before they got to the Lublin, he somehow, by coincidence, not that he was planning to, got involved with that kvutza, he came to the Rebbe for Shavuos, to the Chayza. And Rav Naftali was already then, I don't know if he was Admar, but he was already a Chosheve Yigman. The Chayza Lublin was totally not Gairisim. The Oilim was no, it was noticeable. He was Messiachist to a lot of different Chazidim. He wasn't Gairisim Bechlal. It was Nisbar afterwards. He says, you didn't come with Hachana. It was an accident. You grada came. Isn't this, as Ms. Greitzich Nishtzu, it's not, that's not the Avoida. The Avoida is with Hachana. There's a lotion of the Orachayim HaKadosh. Talk over there in Yisroi. Umoisha Ola Elohim Vayikra Elov Hashem Yesh Lecha Ladas Ki Bechinas HaKedusha Loitakten Elo Lemazmin Oysa. The Kedusha is not going to just fall on you. You have to Greitzich Tzu. You Greitzich Tzu, then you're able to come. And it's interesting, we know it says Vayisu Merefidim Vayavoyu Har Sinai, but the Pasuk says it Fakert. It says Bo Har Sinai and then it says Vayisu Merefidim. And all this farm talk about it. It's so the Arachayim they write, the other Mekalkelis is a Shur, it's on a Cheshbon. The Shem Yishmuel says an interesting pshat. He says sometimes a person's holding in Vayisu Merefidim. He's holding in Vayisu Merefidim. Roughing a day, he's holding it, he's in a rut. Yeah. The Eretz Tzach is Bidomayich Chayi, even with Koyach Adimyan. Be Medama where you want to head. Bo Har Sinai. Shtel Avek, a goal. That you want to be Bo Har Sinai. That's the way to get out of the Vayisu Merefidim. The way to get out of the Vayisu Merefidim is the Shtel Avek, the Dmus, the Dugma, that you want to be Taka Bo Har Sinai, and then you'll be able to get out of the Vayisu Merefidim. Now, Kimadubar, on one hand, there is a specific Zman, according to Rav Yossi, it was on Zion Sivan. Lididan, in our luach, we do it on Vav Sivan. The emes is on our luach. The reason it's Vav Sivan is because the cheshbon always is an hour luach. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is always one day. The says Iyar is a chaser, chavtes yoyim. And Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always Malay. The Hainu Nisan always has lamed yoyim. And then the cheshbon comes out that it's Vav Sivan. But Kimadubra, the Gemara says, Atzeres, Chazal, again, call it Atzeres, Shavuos. Atzeres, pa'omim hey, pa'omim vav, pa'omim zayin. Atzeres, since Be'etzem Itzad, when they were Makadish to Chodesh, it could have been either Iyar and Sivan are both Malay, Iyar and Sivan are both Chaser, or one is Chaser, one is Malay, Kimadubra by us. And therefore it could be other hey, other vav, other zayin. The message is, it's not to a specific Zman. It's on a cheshbon. Also, you know, Pesach is all 7 days. Pesach is for 7 days. Every single day of the week, Tzugabundin to Pesach. Sukkot is for 7 days. Shavuos is one day. It's Lavdavka, which day it's in. It's not Mechubra specific to a Zman. It's not Mechubra specific to a... There's a diak in the Pasuk. The Gisa Bo Yoimam V'layla. We know in Yiddishkeit and Klal Yisrael, everything is Laila and then Yoim. The Laila and then the Yoim. What's the Gisa Bo Yoimam V'layla? On a cheshbon. It's not Bechlal the one way or the other way. It's V'Gisa Bo Yoimam V'layla. There's another stickle of Erechaim over there in Parshas Yisroi. He writes, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz makes a whole Esek Vegandem in Shmuz, that the Erechaim is Medayik. There are three in Yonim that are before in the Pasuk. Vayisunu Merefidim, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar. He wants to say is, first of all, Vayisunu Merefidim is when there's a Rifian, there has to be a Hisgabrus, Vis Atzmus, Vesek Atayra, the Etzim Horavani Alein. There's another Nakuda Vayachanu Bamidbar. Bamidbar means an Indian of Anova, Shiflus. Vayichan Sham Yisrael is already an Indian of Achdus. And that's Chodesh Sivan, is the mazel is Ta'oimim, a semel of Achdus. The emes is, it's a semel of an Adam and another Adam. The emes is, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, according to the Cheshbon, is Mem Hei Lo'oimer, Rosh Chodesh, which is Gematria Adam. That's already, it's time to get to Tzuras Adam. We started with Michael Behema, with the Oimer, and now we're getting to the Shlav when it's going to be Shtei Alechem of Chitim, which is Adam. But Ta'oimim is an Adam and another Adam. An Adam with another Adam, that's already a Tzadik. Adam is 45. Adam with Nocha Adam, he's Meschabrit, is the Chelik Ha'adam Elyon Shaboy. That's the Shoen already a Tzadik. It's before many places in Chazal that the Matan Torah was a Chasana. And we know there was Kesef, Shtar, Bia, there was the Bizas Hayam, there was the Luchois, there was the Mishkan, there was Kafalim HaKagigas, a Chuppah, there were all the aspects. Kesef, Shtar, Bia, Chuppah, all the various aspects of Inyoni Nisuan, Eris and Nisuan was by Matan Torah. There's a famous shtickle from the Sefer HaMakneh He makes a cheshbon. Be'etzem, we don't pass him like Rav Huna that chuppah could be koina, but the Gemara makes a cheshbon because it can't be balkarcha. But over there, it was able to be balkarcha, and the chuppah was also balkarcha, so the chuppah could yet also make kedushin. But there's another pshat also. I heard from Rav Shlomo Kluger. He says if you look into what kesef shtar bia and the different things that it says in the Mishnah, it's the various eifanim of how a person taka can be mischaber to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kesef, he says, is kisufim. That a person has a hishtoikikus, a taiva, a kisufim, a certain longing to want to have a shaykhus. Shtar, a shtar is a contract, meaning you bind yourself with a legal contract. It's not stam, you're doing it chaplap, you chasm of a shtar. Bia is the union of chibur, which is ayyede odem eschava, yediya satayr, that's a chibur to the yediya satayr. But he says, who are then the hemshech ha-mishnah? Get and misa sabal. It's all hemshech vaiter. Get is the person has to be megarish, the taivis and anyoni oilam hazeh, to be able to be mischaber to Torah. And misa is meimis atzmei oleh. That's the various oifanim of how a person could shtel tzachtzu to the matan Torah. There's a famous Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. We know that there are karbonis that you will makriv. Every Yom Tif, they will makriv karbonis, musif, parim, and ayil, shiva kvasim, and then a soyer lechatos. And through Parshas Pinchas, it goes through all the various karbonis. And the Yerushalmi is medayik that by all the other Yomim Toivim, when it says the soyer, it says soyer lechatos. Sirizim echad lechatos. On Shavuos, it doesn't say Sirizim Echad Lechatos. It just says Sirizim, not Lechatos. Because Kivon, Lashon of the Yerushalmi, Shekibaltem Aleichem Oil Torah, Mailani Aleichem Kilu Lechatasem Yemechem. Kilu is no chet. Interesting. Avada, there was a Soyer on Shavuos also, and Avada on Soyer also. The Soyer is Mechaper, and the Sugis in Shavuos explained, and Thomas Mikdash HaKadoshah. Over Hadgosha, that on Shavuos it doesn't say Sirizim Lechatos. That is interesting, Ha'ara. On Shavuos, they were makriv two parim, an ayil, shiva kvasim, and sar lechatos. But the emes is on Shavuos, there was another whole series of karbonis in Parshas Emor. And it's interesting, we don't mention these karbonis in Tfilas Musif. Bechlal, on Tes Zayin Nisan, there was a special carbon, a carbon oimer. It also came together with kvasim. It's not mentioned in Tfilas Musif. And then on Shavuos specifically, also the Karbonis of Parshas Emor, they were makriv a special carbon called Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem, we don't mention it in Tfilas Musif. Shtei Alechem, a besondere carbon from Shtei Alechem, it's chametz, the only time that we're ever makriv a tzibur, carbon chametz, a toide also. When a person's makriv a toide, there are four kinds of lechem. One of the four kinds is chametz. But as a tzibur, you makriv the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem comes together with a whole series of karbonis. A par, two elim, shiva kvasim, and a soyer. And here it does say, series of mechad l'chatas. It does say. I mean, it doesn't say chatas on the soyer of Parshas Pinchas. Over here in Emor, it does say chatas. But bechlal, I don't know how these karbonis work. Besides, the says be'emes, people don't realize this, but on Shavuos, they were makriv actually three parim, three elim, 14 kvasim, and two seirim. Why? Right? In Pinchas, Shavuos gets two par, ayil, shiva kvasim, and a soyer. But the Shtei Alechem come together with one par, two elim, shiva kvasim, and another soyer. First of all, I don't know what the soyer is mechaper on. There's a whole sugi in Masechta Shavuos. If the soyer regolem is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshah, of Yesh L'Yediyah B'Tchila, Ein L'Yediyah, whole sugi. What's the soyer of the Shtei Alechem mechaper on? It's not bar to me. And then there's also one extra carbon that comes along with it. There's two kvasim, shlomim, shalmei tzibor, kache kachim. It's never, you never have this. Shalmei tzibor, it's the only time of the year. And it's a shlomim that's kachim kachim. And together that comes with the shtei alechem. That was a whole series of these karbonis. You know, in some machzoirim, by the tefillas musif on Shavuos, you shouldn't be falling asleep. When you stayed up all night, when you daven musif, first of all, you have to know if you daven musif sfard, you're going to say keser. According to many of the Mepharshim, as you went through the tikkun of the spheres of Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, Malchus, and then you get to Malchus, Sheva Malchus, the next step after that is Keser. By Musif, when you say Keser, that's you finally getting to the Shlemus of the Inyan. Don't fall asleep over there. But some say by Kiddush on Leil Shavuos is ready is the Shlemus of the 50th. Some say, no, it's by Keser. But when you're going to be saying the Karbanis Musif, we don't mention the Shtei Alechem, and we don't mention the Shnei Kvasim of Shlamim, and we say, Shtei Parim Ayel Echad Shiva Kvasim, and then a lot of people are like, Ushnei Seirim Lechaper. What's Shnei Seirim? There's some gears, there's a Soyer Echad Lechaper, some Shnei Seirim Lechaper. Arayim Gechap, the Soyer of Parshas Emor, Vos Epis, the Soyer of Parshas Emor. You know, also, on Rosh Hashanah happens to also be Rosh Chodesh. Right? Always. So Rosh Hashanah, the Karbonis of Rosh Hashanah of Parshas Pinchas is two par, one aisle, Shiva Kvasim and a Soyer. Oh, but Rosh Hashanah also has Bazunder Karbonis. Actually, it's one par, one aisle, Shiva Kvasim and a Soyer. So Avada on Rosh Hashanah, they were Makriv, three par, two aisle, 14 Kvasim, and two Seirim. And on Rosh Hashanah also, we say, Ushnei Seirim Lechaper. How come we don't mention all the other Karbonis? And on Shavuos also, we're forgetting the what's called now. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not fair. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Milvad Oiles Hachoidesh Uminchasa. So that little, you know, with the Knech, the Chazan says it. He's covering the two power, one aisle Shiva Kvasim of Rosh Chodesh. But on Shavuos, we bechlal don't mention. We don't mention in Tfilas Musaf only the Karbonis of Musaf of Parshas Pinchas. I'll tell you a lot of things we don't mention. We don't mention Oimer on Tezayin Nisan, Loi Shemano, that anyone puts in the Oimer into the davening. On Sukkot, we don't mention the Nisach HaMayim. It's a carbon. It's not mentioned in the Tfilas Mosef. And we're not mentioning the carbonis that are nilva to the Shtei Alechem. Punk, there's a girsa that puts in the Sawyer. I don't know what's up. Punk, the Sawyer comes in and is mentioned. What's the Indian? And I don't know what the Sawyer is machaper for. It's interesting, just to put an akuda on the Shtei Alechem. Again, this is a bazundra carbon shtei alechem. Nilvet to the shtei alechem is again two shlamik tzibur and a whole one part two aisle shiva kvasim and a soy. The afi of the shtei alechem, the Mishnah says in Menachis, is not doicha Shabbos and it's not doicha Yomtiv. You have to prepare it before Yomtiv, and if Yomtiv is on Yom Rishon, I don't know if an hour calendar Shavuos comes in. Yes, Shavuos comes on Yom Rishon calendar. It's not doicha Shabbos either. You oif it even the day before. The Gemara Betzim brings a machloikus in Menachis whether that's true, because the Gemara says one man the Yomer says that the afiyah is in a tanur of kodesh, and it's a klisharis, and it's makadashit, and then avadi have to be oifit even by b'yom on Shabbos even, if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos. Because if you're going to be oifit the day before, it's going to be nifsal balin, it's already kodesh. But there's another man that says, no, you can be oifit on Friday, and it's a tanur of choil, and then you have to. Why? Frek the Gemara and Beitz and Rosh Hashanah. Why can't you bake it on the Shabbos? Not. But why can't you bake it on Yontif? Who's going to eat the Shtei Alechem? The Kohanim. It's Kachi Kachim. The Kohanim are going to eat it in the Azara. So why can't you? It's Oichel Nefesh. Why can't you bake it on? Why can't you bake it on Yontif? So the Gemara says no, because it says Lachem LaOchel LaLachem Oichel Nefesh Lachem V'Loi LaGvaya. Even though it's food, it's, you can eat it. But there's a drasha LaGvaya. You don't bake it. So you bake it before Yontif. So there's a famous kasha from the Plesi, from Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. There's many Torahs on this kasha, but he asks, we know that on Yom Tif, even if you want to bake for a few people, you're allowed to bake much more than you need. And the Gemara says, because in the Tanur, it's Nisraba, it's good, the food comes out better, the baking comes out better if it's stuffed in the Tanur. So why can't you bake Shtei Alechem in a Tanur together with other bread of Chulin? And you're allowed to because it's, as I frecked the placey, Rabbis Dubar on this kasha. Harbi Papul and Emra Bazaar. Oh. Now we mentioned though, this Yerushalmi, that what? That on the Sawyer of Parshas Pinchas, it bichlal doesn't say Siriza Mechad Lechatas. It says Siriza Mechad. Doesn't say Lechatas. Because Kivit Shekibaltem Aleichem Es HaTorah, it's like a kapara on the chait. What's the taich that Shavuos is a kapara on the chait? What was Epis? So I saw one shot is because, like we said already, it's a chosan. It's a shayla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chassan and Klal Yisrael is the kalu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael is the chassan and the Torah is the kalu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shver, that says, Lifresh Mimenu Yefsher, so you make a kitan echad, the Mishkan. But chassan is moichel, HaKol Avein Oysav. Another deher could be that it's Betzim Geiris, Matan Torah is Geiris, and Naya Metzias, Kakot and Shanoel Adami, no chay, clean slate. But there's another pshat to it even more, not as chassan, not chassan Torah and Geir, Torah alone, Torah is like, what's the pshat? So I heard an interesting way. You know, there's a few different ways to be machshir something, and it's parallel to the few different ways a person gets kapara. Something that's cold, soinein, you just do hadocha b'mayim. If it was with Bishl, you need Hagala. If it was Tzliya, you need Libun. A Kli Cheres, Shvirasa. And that's comparable to the different Chalokei Achet. Some Chet is not so Chomer, Tshuva L'chud. Some say Tshuva with Yisurim, Tshuva with Misa. That's the Kli Cheres. But there's another Darga. There's a Musig, by the Rishayin bring it, it's a Sugi in Chulin, that by a Dvoira, a Dvoira is a Dover Tomei, it's a Sheretz. But when the Dvoira falls into the Dvash, Ragle HaDvoira, that I'm Misarev in the Dvash, it's very Dvash. It's Mutter. Ragle HaDvoira in the Dvash. That's beyond Sain and Bishel, Tzli and Klicheres. It's very Dvash alone. It's very Tashtik Toira. I heard once a Chiddush. They were showing him a mazmetz, a machlokes, but some say only ragle advoira, but a dvoira, a beria, a ganse dvoira, that's already the dvash, doesn't have the bekoichik to. Oh, but toira is mosik mitvash. Toira, the ganse vramachivorim, arayin, mitte, arayin in the dvash, vertes dvash, mosik mitvash. And that's the pshat that it's able to be, menatek vichet, menake vichet, afaza franen. We said that the sugis of Kabbalah Satora is in the ninth parak of Masechta Shabbos, the bottom of the ninth parak, Rabbi Akiva. That's the name of the parak. Rabbi Akiva, I think we spoke about this once, there's a machlokes, how do you spell Akiva? Is Akiva with an aleph at the end or with a hey? So on one hand, the Or Zeruah had a chaloyim, and he brings in the chaloyim, the Or Zeruah writes that it's with a hey because Or Zeruah Latzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha is Soife Tevis Akiva with a hey. Simcha is with a hey. Yeah? But the Umma said there's a Makar that Akiva is Rosh Tevis. Yesh Koine Oilomoi Besho Achas. Yesh Koine Oilomoi Besho Akiva. Yesh Koine Oilomoi Besho Achas. But I heard a Taich. What does it mean Yesh Koine Oilomoi Besho Achas? Sho doesn't have to mean an hour. It says in the Pasuk in Bereishis Ve'el Kayin Ve'el Minchosoi Loi Sho'o. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't poine. He wasn't poine to the mincha of Kayin. A shah is to be shy to look at. A person can be koine lami even with one shah. With this one time, a rega that comes to you that you focused on one thing and then you realize no, where to put your focus, where to put your where you want to be poine, where you want to look at, where you want to be, where you're holding, and you can be koine lami b'shachas. Now, after that, it has to be. But the haschala could be taka that a person could be koinai lomoi b'sho achas. Leil Shavuos, the emes is, I don't know where your suda is and how long the suda is going to take, milching and flashing and this, but it's not much more than a 4-hour seder. Which is that's the first Seder. When's first Seder? 9 to 1, no? 9:15 to 1:15. 4 hours. Four shois. Right. Yud Beis shois. Meretvek and Yud Beis shois. The emphasis is this Chavdalit shois. A person has to be 24/7. Mechubet to Torah. 24/7. A person has to be Mechubet to Torah. Nasa v'nishmas. Perek Chavdalit. Pasuk Zayin. 24/7. But the whole thing is a few hours. I've said over that Moiri V'chami Zatzal, Rav Aaron Yaffin, his entire life, he learned all night. Entire life. Every single day. Al Anecht Fin Agan Tzior. My shvager, he was a little boy, in second grade, he went to sleep over by his friend's house for the first time, and then he go over to his friend's, and he saw the Tati, he was going to sleep. He says, Tati's go to sleep, he didn't know. Didn't know Tati's going to sleep by him. The Tati stays up alone. So we get him the end of this once a year, but we have to know that the Higisa Ba Yoimam Valaila, Laila Vayoimam, that it's Onkin Cheshbin. So I heard once a Pshat. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Harogel Bener, Havali Bonam Tamidi Chachomim. So Posh Pshat, it's either going on near Shabbos or on near Chanukah, Machlokes Mishoinim. If you're Mizaris and Mahadir on this mitzvah of Ner, it's a school of Bonam Tamidi Chachomim. But I heard one, no, it's Mamash Pashat Pshat. I'm old, there wasn't Cheshmal, there wasn't electricity. So, Harogel Bnei Pshat Azayim. You want your kid to learn, you want him to be a Talmud Chacham. So, Azayim is Pashat. It's late at night, it's dark. If you're Rogel Bnei, And at night, you light a candle and you sit and learn. So what does your son see when he wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning? He sees you're learning. He's Ragel Bener. He sees what Tati does. Is that. You're not Ragel Bener, so Schloft. Schloftman, Schloftman. A Ragel Bener is there was he's going to be Zoich at the bottom of Tamid Chamim. Literally, they're able to see, based on what he does, how they should fear Zach. Say one more Nakuda. There's a famous, it's a big noise, just touch up a little bit. There's a famous Kasha that on one hand it says Nasa Venishma, on the other hand it says Kofalim Harkegigis. Toysis Fraction the Kasha, Sachrad Negan the Kasha. I heard once a pshat, it goes together. Avad, the Nasa Venishma was that it was Berotzoin, and it was Besimcha, and they won it. What's the Kofalim Harkegigis? It's not Stama Kviya. If a person wants to be kind of his Eved, he has an Eved, and the Eved's being Toivel. Now, the Emes, the Eved was a Goy, and you're being Toivelin. Technically, if he comes out of the Mikveh, he's going to become a Yid. He's being Megayer as a Yid. What shtells that you're being Megayer him, but not as a Yid, but as an Eved? When he comes out of the Mikveh, you kaifa all of a Kli. It's a Gemara. You put up a Kli. This is the kaifa all of Kli, of kaifa all of Gigas, is the Bechin of a Kaddish Baruch, who's saying, I want you to be Avodai. Over on that Avdus, you know, normally the Eved doesn't want, he'd rather be Meshuchar, but that's what you're telling him. Over here, Klal Yisrael, Nasav and Ishmael, Mr. Sefriden, Medverin, the Eved Hashem. That's what we want. The Mensch is Sefriden. The Yid is Sefriden. Sefriden, Suzain, the Eved Hashem. So it's a Shiluv. It's David Suzain, the Nasav and Ishmael, Mitakofalei Marka Gigas. We should be Zoicha, Agansior, but Avada in these days, to Shtel Tzach Tzu, to be able to come closer to Kod Shebrichu, to the Torah. We should be Zoicha, Kabbalah Zatoyra Ba'ava, Shtagim Mitech Simcha.